I want to speak to Cleona, who's available to speak to us. Cleona Sedler, who's from the Rape Crisis Network Ireland, and she's available for a conversation with us. Cleona, good morning.
Good morning.
This on the back of the conversation we're having about the fallout from the rugby trial and a story in the Republic of Ireland where young people in a school in County Cork drew up what was called a rape list. And on that rape list were girls' names. And it was in the toilets of a boy, it was in the boys' toilets, and you had to suggest which girl you might wish to rape. That's a harrowing story to be coming out of the Republic of Ireland.
Absolutely appalling, and I suppose for us, the timing of it as well, it was running concurrently, this list, and there's a suggestion that there was more than one list, but the school currently denies that, so we don't know if it's one or three lists that was up. But, we're looking at young boys here, and we're looking at children here, and so we're asking ourselves, where are they getting the example being set for them? Where are they getting told that this is acceptable behaviour? And that, some of the conversation has been that this is now the new way that boys tell girls that they like them. This has become the popularity contest, if you like, in a school of 800 children, that this, a rape list was a way of grading girls to tell them which one was the preferred girl.
Is this down to boys not knowing what rape is, or is it really boys asserting themselves in this age of pornography and misguidance on the internet where they believe rape is what you do to a woman?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think it's very much that this is what they're hearing, this is what they're being taught, this is the example they're being set, and so therefore they are mimicking and aping and testing out essentially a performance of what it is to be a man through violence against women. That is what we're talking about here, so they're testing that ground at the moment, and so that to us is appalling, and that to us is why we really welcome the IRFU and Ulster Rugby statement, because for us it's really important that those institutions take a real stand around setting a standard, the example that is set by those in leadership roles has to be really clear, because these boys are looking around for their guidance essentially, and if their guidance currently tells them that the way to rate a girl and how the way to tell a girl how much you like her is that you're going to rank her for rape, this, there's something gone drastically wrong here.
Yes, we're talking about a school in Mallow in County Cork, Davis College in Mallow, County Cork. It's investigating the possibilities, you say, of three lists being available. One of these lists became apparent on Snapchat when I think one young fella sent it to a female friend to show her that it existed, but this particular girl's name wasn't on the list. The Education Minister in the Republic has confirmed he's ordered special supports for the college. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, admitting the incident is very worrying, and the school saying they were only aware of one list but investigating into the possibility of three lists. And if you have a list that's available in boys' toilets and you're to tick the girl who you believe should be raped, it is hard to believe that mindset exists within a teenage boy's head or the heads of a group of teenage boys. It has to be, doesn't it? It has to be, as I touched on, the pollution of their minds by the internet. It's a big education job that's going to be very difficult to deliver.
Well, I think the first step is that we actually take responsibility around this. We recognise that they're children, and they're children who are picking up signals from us, smaller society. So we failed them. We have failed in something. And I think there's a number of things. There's, as I said, people in leadership roles, men in particular, in leadership roles, it's really important that they don't dismiss and minimise behaviour that is violent and derogatory towards and disrespectful towards women. That we set a standard that is about respect and dignity. But we also need to look at, like the Minister, as you mentioned, for Education is putting some support in. And this school, in fairness, does seem to have responded really holistically around this and really quickly around this. And they've engaged the parents, they've engaged the whole community, they're talking to every student in that school. But we've been talking in the RCNI, the Red Crisis Network, for about 5 years with the department down here around a policy on sexual harassment in schools. We currently have no national policy for the schools on sexual harassment. It's as if this sort of stuff only happens at 18 when you leave school, and of course it doesn't. It starts here. We teenagers learn how to behave sexually and as adults and with each other, and girls to boys and boys to girls, in their teenage years. We have to have guidance and policy and support in our schools that addresses this issue.
Do women have to learn as well? You've suggested there that, that they do. Do they have to give some consideration to their behaviour patterns, to how they present themselves, as to what company they're keeping? Do they have to have any responsibility in relation to the sexual interaction when they are at school or socially interacting with other people?
Yeah, I mean, your question sort of suggests a real, and I think it kind of reveals a real inequality in how we engage sexually. So, it's that piece of men are the active, they're active, they're going after their boys and men, whereas the girls are kind of passive and waiting for, are there as recipients as such. That's really unequal. And so I think what we need to be looking at is how have we made it so different, the roles that we give boys and girls around sex and sexuality. How have you made it so different? Why can't we, so we need to get to a place where they're equal. And so we're talking about equal responsibility. But at the moment, the role we've given boys and girls is that boys are supposed to pursue, plan and pursue, and girls are supposed to be the gatekeepers on this and push back. So that in itself is asking for trouble, that we've set it up in that way. So I think we need to move towards, a mutually respectful place where we're literally just talking about two people, and we're not saying the boy's job is this and the girl's job is that.
Yeah, but I'm not really suggesting that. I'm actually suggesting the opposite. I'm putting the point that women are anything but passive. They're exceptionally proactive sexually.
I think you're talking about then the... Sorry, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So you're talking about how they dress up provocatively.
Well, it's not necessarily dressing. It's behavior patterns when they are with another male or a group of males. It's the mm-hmm. behavior pattern from the woman when sex is the topic.
Okay, so the expectation that we've put both on boys and girls is that there's a sexual performance between them, that there's a ranking around a sexual performance, if you like. And girls absolutely perform to that. They absolutely, because they are continually told, with slightly different messages than the boys get, that their value and their status is based on their sexual performance. So being chosen, being the one, gets you status. So of course girls compete in this way. I mean, that's the message we're giving them. But at the end of the day, the power is with, so they're competing to be chosen for their status, they're competing to outdo their fellow girls in this, and they are hoping to be chosen.
But boys are doing the same, surely. Surely boys want to be chosen.
Well, boys do the choosing as opposed to be chosen. I mean, this is kind of how we set it up. So I agree with you fundamentally. It's not just about talking to the boys, but we also need to talk to the girls. But the messages are different, is what I'm saying, to the girls and the boys. This isn't about starting. We're not on a level playing field here in the slightest. So we have to be really clear on what we are aiming for here, because I think what we want to aim for is somewhere that is equal, and that what we end up with is just two people who engage honestly with each other around liking each other and around where they're going to take that.
Yeah, one thing about
a performance and a competition.
One thing for absolute sure, we have a dilemma when it comes to sex education, and this is down to the influences that didn't exist maybe 25 years ago.
Yeah, we have to stop being shy around it. You know, it's you know, there's something. I think we've buried our head in the sand for a long time on this, and we've really worked on this as well. And it's not, you know, when we talk sex education, we've really moved to a place where we're talking about some really fundamental things. We're talking about values. We're talking about communication, respect, knowing yourself, empathy. Knowing another person and respecting another person's boundaries, and expecting that another person's boundaries will be different to yours. So all of those things. You know, that's what when we're talking about sex education now, from our point of view, that's what we're talking about. The biology, you know, we've kind of thought that sex education somehow is going to be encouraging more sex or promiscuity or liberalisation around sex. But actually, it's core values that we need to teach.
I think very few people will disagree with you on that, Cleona. Thanks for coming on the programme this morning. Thank you.
Cleona
Sedler, who is with the Rape Crisis Network Ireland. On the back of that story from County Cork, where pupils have been drawing up a rape list in a mixed sex secondary school. It is harrowing, as I said before. Good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. We'll look at more of your opinions and hear more of your comment very shortly.